96.9 The Eagle with Cream. That is a suggestion for Renee Oliver, our guest DJ this morning. Welcome, Renee!
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What do you like about Cream?
Cream is just an amazing band. It was one of my mom's favorites. She played White Room all the time, and I love it. I listen to it all the
and
time myself.
Your mother was actually at Woodstock?
She was. And so technically, I was too, because she was 7 months pregnant with me. I wish I had some memory of that, but obviously I do not.
You know, there are a lot of people who don't have memories of that, and they were actually there
exactly.
too. So give me like three of your favorite bands. Who would you say?
Led Zeppelin, Queen, and Pink Floyd.
All right. A tasty playlist for Renee coming up.
And that was Subdivisions by Rush. Another great three-piece band. And I think with Subdivisions, the reason why I chose that song is there's that line about being misfits and fitting in, and everyone can relate to that. And I know when that song came out, I was a teenager, and you never feel like more of a misfit than when you're a
teenager. Seriously, yeah. It's sort of Rush about some of the subdivisions of a divided America.
Exactly.
You're talking about as well.
Exactly.
Renee Oliver, a guest DJ for the day and part-time politician, as we all are. Tell us more about yourself, your day job.
Well, I work at Black Bear Diner in Elk Grove. I'm a server. I work part-time, and I am a mom and a wife.
Which is another job in itself.
That is another job, yes.
Black Bear Diner. Do you hear that a lot?
I do. I do.
The listener-hosted radio.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Renee Oliver, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. And that was Derek and the Dominoes with Layla, another great song that Eric Clapton played on.
Yeah, Eric and Dwayne. That's a nice
amazing combination.
Right, Renee Oliver, a guest DJ today. Hobbies, what do you do?
I just recently got back into doing Bikram yoga, which is the hot yoga, where the room is heated to 105 degrees and it's 40% humidity. And you feel like you're nuts for putting yourself through this, but it's relaxing.
It's relaxing.
It is.
Oh, that's the idea. And you're a big Bowie fan.
Love David Bowie. Mm-hmm. Just love him. The Bowie song I chose was Let's Dance. And I chose that one because when that song came out, it was in my early teens. And I grew up hearing Bowie from my mom. She loved him. She was a big fan of the whole glam rock era,
right.
The Ziggy Stardust stuff. And this song just kind of came out, and it was like, yeah, Bowie's cool now. And you know, when I'm a teenager, and that was The Doors with Roadhouse Blues. I love that song. It's one of the best Doors songs I can think of. My mom loved The Doors. She was a huge fan of Jim Morrison. In fact, when I was about 5 years old, she had a life-size poster of him behind her door, and I remember asking her who he was. She goes, "That's the Lizard King."
Thanks, Mom.
Exactly. Scare me now.
Yeah, man. That music has definitely lived on. And the look, too. Black leather pants. Who can go wrong with that?
Yeah, and he wore them well.
Renee Oliver, our guest DJ today. You had a shout-out for your husband?
My husband's name is Steve. We've been married for 22 years, and he is the foreman of the downtown Mel Rapton Honda repair shop.
Excellent. And he had a suggestion for you?
He did have a suggestion for me. When I made my list, I didn't have a Hendrix song. And he's like, "You gotta play a Hendrix song." And so I went with Fire.
That's coming up.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Renee Oliver, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy. And that was Ice Cream Man by Van Halen. And I chose that song just because it's one of those that, if you're listening to the radio and you're not in the best mood, you hear that song come on, you turn it up, and you're singing along, you know the lyrics, it's got a fun vibe, and I love David Lee Roth on this song. I can't imagine anybody else performing it. No disrespect to Sammy Hagar, because I love them. I love both versions of Van Halen.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, David Lee Roth had that campiness, man.
He's a showman. I mean, just... Yeah, he had that down pat.
Renee Oliver, a guest DJ today. You're a Tom Petty fan.
Love Tom Petty. Yeah. One of the first concerts I ever went to was Mountain Air 1983. Mm. And Tom Petty was there along with Stray Cats, Minute Work, Night Ranger. And it was a great show. And then I got to see him again in 1990 at Arco Arena when Lenny Kravitz opened for him.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a really good show. And that was A Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I chose that song because it has a really special meaning to me. I'd always liked the song. And when I was pregnant and I found out I was having a little boy, I remember somebody I worked with at the time said, you really should listen to that song. It's going to mean something to you more now. And it does. It's it talks about being self-satisfied with dealing with life as things happen, things, the good things, the bad things, and just being content in your life and be owning up to who you are. And that's really all I can ever ask for in my son.
Yes, Renee Oliver, a guest DJ for the day. And tell us a bit about your son.
My son is 16. He's autistic. He was diagnosed right about the time he turned 3. And he's just, he's one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, I realize I'm probably a little bit biased. Probably.
A little mom pride comes
just
through,
yeah. A little bit. But he's brilliant. He's insightful. He's creative. And he's also a teenager. So there's some butting of the heads, you know. It's yeah.
He had a couple of instructors who were helping.
He does. He goes to Sheldon High School, and he has a wonderful teaching staff. His teacher's name is Katie Berg, and her classroom has 3 paraprofessionals that work with the kids. And Miss Andrea, Miss Rachel, and Miss Heather, they all have such huge hearts and the desire to work with special kids. And it's not the easiest job in the world. They don't do it for the accolades, for the money. They do it because their heart is into it. And they know I love and appreciate them, but it never hurts to hear it again. And that was Pink Floyd with Comfortably Numb, which was technically the first concert I ever went to. My mom had tickets to see them on their Dark Side of the Moon tour. And as it turned out, somebody couldn't go and she didn't have care for me. So I got to go along with it, but I don't remember it.
How old were you like?
I was probably, depends on what part of 73 or 74 it was. I think I was probably 4.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a great first concert though.
I know. Event. I just wish I could remember.
And your mom exposing you to rock.
She did.
This is a Renee Oliver, a guest DJ for the day. And you're a fan of the Beatles.
Love the Beatles. Love them. And that was another band that I had a really hard time choosing which song, because there's so many to choose from. And I chose Revolution because it has a lot of really cool lines. And the one that really gets to me is the one that goes, if you want money for minds that hate, brother, you're going to have to wait. Great line. And that was Somebody to Love by Queen. And before that, that was Rock of Ages by Def Leppard. And the funny thing is when I mentioned to some of my friends on Facebook that I was going to be doing this, a friend of mine says, well, I better hear some Def Leppard. So, Keith, I played that for you.
Somebody to Love, a great song choice here, too.
Fabulous song. And I just saw the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. I had never seen the actor who played him in anything before, and I was just blown away. He really brought the spirit of Freddie Mercury to the screen. He
Rami
really
Malek,
did.
Yeah. See it on the big screen if you get a chance.
Oh, yeah. See it in an IMAX screen if you can, because it's even better, I would imagine. It brings you right there. That was AC/DC with Back in Black. And Back in Black is one of those songs that whenever I hear it, I just want to dance. It's got a... in fact, a couple years ago, I was driving around running errands, and the traffic was particularly bad that day, and a song came on. Black and Black came on the radio, and I turned it up loud, and I'm sitting up there, and I'm doing a little steering wheel drumming and moving around in my seat, and I look over to my left, and there was a guy in a larger truck just kind of looking at me and smiling and giving me a little thumbs up. Yeah, it was a little embarrassing.
Variation on karaoke. With
exactly.
Dance-y-oke.
A little, yeah.
Renee Oliver, our guest DJ today. Been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It's really enjoyed being here.
All right. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours, share some of your favorite tunes and stories. Find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you here from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. I chose The Chain. Rumors was an album that was played constantly by my mother when it came out. And I really can't think of a song on there that I don't like. It's a great album. The musicality, the lyrics, and I don't think you can go wrong with anybody in that band. I mean, they all bring so much to the table. I think Lindsey Buckingham is a great underrated guitarist. It's a great song.